I'm Boomer, and welcome to another edition of Boomer's Big Transformers Show. Which cats are going to join us this week? Frenzy was just in here. She wandered off to the kitchen to get a snack. Everyone else is upstairs. There's a new cat tower in one of the toy rooms. Everyone hanging out there, so I could be flying solo this week. Frenzy might come back. I'm not sure. And honestly, kind of a slow week in terms of Transformers news. I think people are still riding that high of the Bumblebee trailer, which came out the week prior. Just a couple of things related to that were released. There was a behind-the-scenes clip, a small montage of some things featuring director Travis Knight. Hailee Steinfeld has some comments in there. John Cena has some comments in there as well. One thing that's really cool is you hear from both Travis Knight and John Cena about how they grew up with Transformers, and obviously they're in that age range where as they're growing up, whether it be Generation 1, Generation 2, maybe even Beast Wars with Travis Knight, where it's like it's a big part of their childhood, and so they bring that passion to this project, and I think that's the reason why we're so excited about this. Is because we see that passion and we're like, all right, this is going to be something different. It's going to be something a little bit new. The tone is going to be a bit different. It's Transformers on a bit of a smaller scale, which I cannot wait to see. I'm still going to see my transforming robots. I'm still going to see my big fights. Bumblebee's in there. Optimus Prime is going to be in there. But again, it's kind of Transformers on more of a small scale, more emotional, I guess is kind of what they're shooting for this. That behind-the-scenes clip you can basically find everywhere. And then toward the end of last week, Entertainment Weekly had published an article talking about the future of the Transformers franchise and some of the things that they're kind of hoping for with this Bumblebee movie. And they've even said, yeah, we've got kind of the groundwork to where if we wanted to move ahead with a Bumblebee sequel, we could do that. We'd love to be able to do an Optimus Prime movie. We'd like to be able to do movies maybe based on individual characters. So we know from, was it a couple of months back where Paramount actually pulled some of the scheduled Transformers releases off of their calendar? That could definitely change based on what happens come December. I would just encourage everyone, whether you have problems with the Transformers live-action franchise, whether you've had issues with Michael Bay's portrayal of the Transformers, give this one a shot. This is really critical to the future of the franchise. I would say put those notions that you have about what you've seen prior. I like the stuff from before. I'll be honest, I like all five of the other movies. But some of you don't. Put that aside. Go see this one. Go see Bumblebee come December. And I really think if it's successful, we'll see Transformers. Again, maybe some of these smaller scale Transformers movies placed back on the schedule. I, for one, am all for that. I would encourage you to do the same. The Bumblebee poster, that teaser poster, the advance poster is actually available now. Some eBay sellers have it. I think movieposters.com actually has it for sale. You can get the legitimate 27 by 40 size double-sided. I will get one. Not sure where it's going to go. Out of wall space. I will find a spot for it, though. Didn't seem like we got a whole bunch of toy news this week. There was a clarification on what was going to happen with, I believe, the Amazon exclusive Power of the Primes Punch / Counter Punch. Not sure when that's going to be for sale. I would expect, and some people had speculated on this, I would expect maybe a drop to happen sometime around the time of San Diego Comic-Con. Because they did that with the Grotusk. All of a sudden, it's like they were doing the presentation. I think it was at Hasbro HasCon. And all of a sudden, it's like, or maybe it was the toy show New York Toy Fair. Or not Toy Fair, the New York Comic Con, where it was like, oh, by the way, this is available right now, and you slide over to Hasbro Toy Shop, and there it is. So maybe this punch, counterpunch for Power of the Primes is going to be dropped stealthily sometime around San Diego Comic Con. Speaking of San Diego Comic Con, I keep checking and checking and checking, and nothing in terms of what the Transformers exclusives are going to be. And we should know sometime here soon because the show's just roughly a month away or so. We found out a lot about the Star Wars exclusives. I definitely would love to get the Dr. Aphra set because I'm a big fan of her character from the comic book. So we'll see if I'm able to get that. But no word as of yet in terms of what the Transformers exclusives are going to be for San Diego Comic-Con. It does look like I'm going to get the date wrong here. I know I am, but Hasbro Toy Shop actually has a placeholder page up right now for the Star Wars exclusives. And they're saying, hey, here's the date that they're going to be available, which I believe is August 13th, which is really nice that they do that because I just loathe those days. And oh my gosh, it was horrible back in the day where it's like, all right, so Comic-Con was this past weekend. Starting on Monday, I'm going to live my life in front of Hasbro Toy Shop hoping these exclusives become available. It put the fear in me of driving to work, which is a half hour each way, because I'm like, oh my gosh, if I drive to work, that's going to be that window right there, that half hour window that these toys become available. By the time I get to work, all those toys are going to be sold out. So at least we know like the day for when this is going to happen. And typically it's usually about 10 a.m. that day or so. Not again sure what the Transformers exclusives are going to be, but hopefully we will find out soon. Pre-orders up all over the place for some of the newest Wave 3 Power of the Primes. I would get those pre-orders in. You can't really rely on brick and mortar anymore. Predaking is up as well. And here's the thing. Oh my gosh. Looking at some of the forums, in Predaking's, I believe 160. And people are like, oh, well, I'm just going to wait like I did for Trypticon, or I'm going to wait like I did for Fort Max, and hopefully Ollie's will get it, and I can pay $50 for it. This could very well be our last Titan, all right? There's not a whole lot of retail now, with Toys R Us being gone, that's going to support these Titan-class figures in stores. So come on now, we've known about Predaking for a long time. Since what, February? About 6 months ago, 5 months ago? So we've known this toy is coming. We know what the price point's going to be. Save that money. If you can, buy this at full price because we really need to show Hasbro that we will support these, because I would like to think down the road, we show support, we get monster-sized Unicron as one of the projects at HasLab, but if we can't support this, if we can't support $160 for Predaking, they're not even going to bother with trying to give us a monster-sized Unicron, which is what I'm hoping the next HasLab project is going to be. So if you can, save those pennies, be ready for Predaking. Probably if you're going to find it in a store, I would bet Think Geek is actually going to carry that, but pre-orders up all over the place. So there you go, kind of a light week, but that's going to do it for another edition of Boomer's Big Transformer Show.